content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one, from Good Housekeeping. Raising kids, family game night. Playing board games with your kids can help them build social and cognitive skills. Games teach children to work as a team, negotiate, follow rules, and use special reasoning and spatial reasoning and logic, explains Ellie Dix, a former school behavior specialist and author of The Board Game Family, Reclaim Your Children from the Screen. They also improve kids' response to delayed gratification. Many digital games provide a quick hit of the happy chemicals, dopamine and oxytocin, which is why they're so addictive, says Hannah Bogan-Novak, a director of the Center for Connection Family Therapy Practice. Board games are a slower burn, and regular play can retrain brains to get the same buzz from a delayed release of chemicals. That helps kids focus on long-term projects like schoolwork, too. If you're having trouble getting children to sit down and play with you, Dix recommends a little subterfuge. Get out a game and ignore your children for a bit. You'll be surprised how fascinated they'll become by what you're doing. Next from Good Housekeeping, the SEAL Spotlight is on kitchen essentials. Making cooking and cleaning a breeze with these trusted Good Housekeeping SEAL stars. First, top-notch towels. Reach for Bounty paper towels whenever you need to quickly clean up messes, no matter how big or small. The convenient Select-A-Size roll breaks into half sheets, so you won't end up using more than necessary for smaller spills. The Lab Lowdown, these are the paper towels Good Housekeeping Institute experts and editors use in their own homes. The strong sheets quickly absorb liquid without breaking, crumbling, or leaving lint behind in our fiber scientist tests. Textiles Lab's pros also appreciated how soft and plushy they felt. They are the Select-A-Size Bounty paper towels, $5.50, pretty much wherever paper towels are sold. And aside to that, stop your cutting board from slipping. You use your cutting board for everything from chopping veggies to carving meats, but if it doesn't have grips on the bottom, any little mid-cut slip could be dangerous. Here's a quick safety fix for our Kitchen Appliances Lab pros that they learned in culinary school. Place a single dampened paper towel, like the Bounty we just discussed, under your wood or plastic board to prevent it from moving. This is such a simple yet successful solution that during our lab's tests of cutting boards, we didn't knock off points for lack of grip. Next, an impressive range. If you want a stove that looks as great as its performance, Miele, that's M-I-E-L-E, super sleek option is it. Its front control design, which creates a larger surface area, lets you cook more evenly and have an easier time cleaning. Plus, it has three large burners for high-flame multi-cooking, like boiling water while stir-frying veggies. The Lab Lowdown? In lab evaluations, this excelled at broiling and browning steaks, difficult to do in an oven. It also had great heat distribution and baked perfect cakes. We especially like the placement of the large oven knobs and that they're easy to program. It's the Miele 30-inch all-gas range HR1124G only, and I'm laughing at that, $5,599 at MieleUSA.com. And last, a powerful detergent. Dishwashers are hard-working appliances, but they can't do the job well without strong detergent, like Cascade Platinum Action Packs. Their performance and convenience can't be beat, and they'll leave your tableware and cookware squeaky clean. The Lab Lowdown, Good Housekeeping cleaning lab tests found that the action packs easily removed, burned on bits of food, and left glasses clear and shiny. No need to pre-rinse. Our experts say they dissolved quickly and started working early in the cycle. And they're formulated with Dawn to help get rid of grease. It's Cascade Platinum Action Packs, $17 for a tub of 62. available wherever you get your dishwasher detergent. From Woman's Day, the latest news and information so you can live life to the fullest. It's Heart Month. Here, learn how to keep your ticker healthy. And their first little bit of advice is stretch your body, help your heart. Aerobic exercise like Zumba class or running isn't the only type of movement that improves your heart health. Simple stretching benefits you as well. In one study, people who stretched for 30 minutes most days for a month reduced the stiffness of their arteries. Just like muscles, arteries that are flexible work more efficiently, which may be why research has also found that stretching helps lower blood pressure. Plus, when your body is limber, other types of exercise feel easier, meaning you might work out longer or more frequently. Get started with a few stretches for your lower body, and they give us three here. First, for your calves, stand 2 feet away from a wall, hands on the wall at shoulder height. Bend your arms and lean your upper body toward the wall. Hold for 15 seconds. Return to start and repeat twice. For your hips, sit on a chair or bench and put your right foot on top of your left knee for 30 seconds. Do the same thing on the other side, then repeat once more with each leg. And for your quads, stand and hold onto the back of a chair. Try to touch your left heel to your butt using your left hand to assist. Hold for 30 seconds. Do the same with your right leg. Repeat once with each leg. And some other littles that go along the same vein. Be proactive about your heart health. Now might be a good time to nudge friends and family to schedule their annual physicals and get their hearts checked out, even if they feel well. Here's why it's so important. Among people who say they're in excellent health, 10% actually have plaque buildup in their arteries, even if they don't exhibit any symptoms, according to a recent study from Johns Hopkins. This greatly increases the risk of a cardiovascular event like a heart attack or stroke. The bottom line, everyone should check in with their doctor regularly to assess their heart health. Between appointments, prevent future problems by eating healthy, exercising often, keeping blood pressure and cholesterol under control, quitting smoking, and avoiding recreational drugs. Heart disease in younger people? While the overall number of heart attacks in the U.S. is declining, it may be rising in younger adults. When Harvard researchers looked at people under 50 who'd had heart attacks, there was a nearly 2% increase among those younger than 40 every year between 2006 and 2016. And then Straight Talk with Dr. Oz. There's a question here for him. What's the most heart-healthy diet? And Dr. Oz says, simply put, choosing good-for-you foods is more important than following a specific diet. In fact, a recent study had people follow three different healthy eating plans, one higher in carbohydrates, one more focused on proteins, and one with more unsaturated fats, for 6 weeks each. Surprisingly, none of the plans outperformed the others. They all led to less heart cell damage and inflammation. Question? Okay, so what are the healthiest things to eat? And Dr. Oz says, whole, unprocessed foods are always the smartest options. This will help you cut down on the amount of sugar and sodium you consume. I also recommend loading up on vegetables and fruit, and including some lean proteins such as beans and fish, healthy fats such as avocados and olive oil, and whole grains like quinoa and oats. Not only can a diet like this help your ticker, but it may also lower inflammation, ease digestive issues, and increase energy. And last, sleep better tonight. The case for napping. Don't feel guilty about taking a daytime snooze this weekend. You're doing it for your health. A new study found that people who napped once or twice a week, even for just 20 minutes at a time, had a lower risk of heart attack and stroke compared with those who didn't nap. Researchers think the occasional siesta may help compensate for the stress put on the body by a lack of high-quality nighttime sleep. From Good Housekeeping, 20 easy ways to take better care of yourself. And I counted this several times. I don't come up with 20, but we're going to cover them all anyway. If you're sweeping resolutions / sugar, exercise every day, never stick, we have good news for you. Smaller goals add up to big impact. Use these strategies to improve your well-being, mind, body, heart, and soul. First, cover your sofa with a sheet, especially if a sick family member takes over the sectional. The flu virus can lounge around on fabrics for hours. Hey, it's a comfy spot. And on a hard surface like a coffee table for days. When your kid or spouse is back on his or her feet, throw the sheet in a hot laundry cycle. Next, to soothe your mind, engage all five senses when you eat. Experts say the practice of mindfulness, being fully aware of your thoughts and feelings in a non-judgmental way, can help lower your stress responses, improve focus and cognition, and fight pain. And if you do it while you eat, it can also help you make smarter choices about what foods you consume and recognize a sense of fullness before you overdo it. Try this. When you sit down with your meal, focus on how it looks, smells, tastes, and feels in your mouth. Don't watch TV or look at your phone. Simply pay attention to your food and your surroundings. Go slow and pause mid-meal to check in on how hungry you are. Next, take a course in something brand new. Maybe you've always wanted to try dancing, painting, or photography. Active learning exercises your brain and you may meet new friends. Active learning exercises your brain and you may meet new friends. Plan a play date for yourself. It's time for margaritas in a movie, so go ahead and book that girls' night. Researchers aren't sure why, but having a strong social life seems to be protective against cognitive decline. In fact, studies have found that people with more positive social relationships than their peers have better brain power as they age. Donate your time. Volunteering gives people purpose, which raises their self-esteem and lowers loneliness. One study of folks with social anxiety found that those who lent a helping hand felt less anxious about social situations than those who didn't. Spend 20 minutes clearing clutter. Getting rid of that stack of mail, the pile of shoes by the door, and the overflow from your closet may improve your sense of well-being. Studies have linked cluttered environments with stress and lower self-control, say around food, which can put a damper on your physical health. Try snapping a photo of a messy area of your home. Then devote 20 minutes to picking up. When the timer rings, pause for at least 10 minutes or the rest of the day if you like. Replacing open-ended cleaning sessions with a time window makes the chore less overwhelming, says Rachel Hoffman, author of Unfreak Your Habitat, You're Better Than Your Mess. And comparing the before and after photos will give you a sense of accomplishment. Take a lunchtime stroll. Research shows that a 15-minute midday walk boosts concentration and energy throughout the workday. It's also a long-term boon. In a recent study, older adults with mild cognitive impairment who completed a regimen of moderate-intensity treadmill walking performed significantly better on cognitive tests than before they started working out. MRI scans suggest that exercise may regulate blood flow to the portions of the brain that are associated with memory, cognition, and language or speech processing. Next, strengthen your body. And here are several. Throw open your shades. Better snoozing starts in the morning. A study in sleep health found that people exposed to morning light fall asleep faster at night. Let the sun in first thing and leave your shades open at the office to keep your circadian rhythms in sync. Sleep doesn't just curb grumpiness. Getting less than 6 hours a night can put you at risk for heart disease and stroke, especially if you have a risk factor like diabetes or high blood pressure. Plant something. One study found that adults who garden were more likely to eat vegetables than those who didn't. On top of that, other research shows that people who get their hands in dirt are generally happier and healthier. Refill your water bottle hourly. This simple habit can ensure that you're drinking enough water. One in five kids and young adults reported not having a single drop on a given day. According to a JAMA, that's Journal of American Medicine, pediatrics report, and adults often don't get enough either. Your body needs fluids to maintain proper functioning, and dehydration may lead to constipation, dizziness, confusion, and low blood pressure. Grab a pair of dumbbells. The risk of cardiac events like heart attack and stroke was up to 70% lower for people who lifted weights twice a week than for those who never did, a study in Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise found. Weight training also improves bone density and balance. Buy a set of light dumbbells, 3 to 8 pounds, and while you watch TV, do moves like bicep curls and lunges. If you don't have weights on hand, drop into a plank and hold it. Start by setting yourself up as if you're going to do a push-up. Plant your shoulders over your hands. Engage your core and your glutes as you keep your body in a straight line and hold for as long as you can. A pound of muscle burns 4 times as many calories as a pound of fat does. So the more muscle you have, the more calories you'll torch. Be picky about evening parties. A study in sleep health found that 41% of parents said too many late activities, their own and their kids, kept them from getting a good night's sleep. Disrupted sleep causes ghrelin, I'm going to spell that, G-H-R-E-L-I-N, the hunger hormone, to increase, and leptin, the stop-eating hormone, to decrease, leading to overeating. Extra ghrelin can also make you crave high-carb, high-calorie foods. Plus, when you're exhausted, deep-dish pizza is much more appealing than steamed veggies, and exercise is less enticing than hitting the snooze button. Aim for 7 to 8 hours and keep the thermostat at 67 degrees for the best snoozing environment. Remember, no thanks, let's do brunch. Maybe the healthiest solution to too many afternoon and evening get-togethers. And stash the cookie jar. And set out a giant fruit bowl instead. You'll be more likely to reach for an apple or a banana. There really is something to the old adage, out of sight, out of mind, according to Dawn Jackson Blattner, RDN, author of The Superfood Swap. In your pantry, move healthy staples like quinoa, nuts, and canned beans to the front of shelves at eye level, and put less healthy snacks and sweets on a high shelf. Soothe your heart and soul. Schedule time to breathe. Moms and women in general tend to put their own needs on the back burner, but even just a few minutes of me time will help you reboot. Pausing to savor your favorite hot cuppa will take, and taking a few deep breaths enables you to warm your hands and unwind, and it benefits your heart as well. In fact, one study found that choosing to be alone for even 15 minutes could lead to more relaxation and less stress. Take it outside. Being in nature, especially in motion, boosts mood, sharpens thinking, and makes you feel calmer and more generous. Time outdoors may also reduce levels of the stress hormone cortisol, says clinical exercise physiologist Paul Innard, PhD, of the University of Sutherland in the UK. Steep up your morning routine. Adding tea to your morning can help support a healthy heart. Research shows that drinking green tea regularly may lower your LDL, or bad cholesterol, levels. Studies have also found that people with a habit of drinking black tea have a lower risk of developing heart disease. Tea is a major source of naturally occurring heart-healthy flavonoids, and taking a daily dose of at least 200 to 500 milligrams of these flavonoids can help keep your ticker ticking efficiently. We love Good Housekeeping Nutritionist approved Lipton tea, which contains 150 to 170 milligrams of flavonoids per serving in the unsweetened regular black and green versions. And contrary to what you may have heard, tea does not dehydrate you, but rather counts toward your healthy water consumption goals. Proper hydration is important to circulatory functions, so sip away and embrace the day. And 2020 resolution, healthier together. Imagine a world with 80% less cardiovascular disease, 40% less cancer. That's what the World Health Organization says would be possible if we all made better health choices. right now, 60% of deaths worldwide are due to chronic disease, and 80% of heart disease, stroke, and type 2 diabetes would be prevented with healthier decisions. What that stat really means is that we each have enormous ability to control our own health. That's why we're kicking off the Make America Healthier Challenge, and Lipton is on board to help. Together, we want to motivate and encourage the millions of Americans who read Good Housekeeping every month to join. We invite you and yours to one-up yourselves. Here's how. Pick just one small action that will move the dial for your health this month. Your one-up goal can be as unique as you are and as simple as setting an alarm for bedtime as well as wake up so you can get your healthy Z's, or simply choose any of the easy ideas that we've just outlined. Think about it. No matter where you are on the health spectrum, you can always feel better. And if we all do it together, millions of tiny one-ups can have a powerful impact on our collective health. From Woman's Day, the No Guilt Guide to Chocolate. Great news, just in time for Valentine's Day. Chocolate can benefit your health and satisfy your sweet tooth, but not all bars are created equal. Joy Bauer, she's Woman's Day's nutrition expert, tells us why. First, bite into the best. Dark chocolate is a rich source of flavonoids, which we just talked about, plant compounds with antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that may help protect skin, reduce blood pressure, improve blood flow, and boost brain health. But don't go overboard, since the dark stuff still contains sugar and fat. A good guideline? Stick to no more than an ounce a day, about the size of a credit card. Try a little cocoa. For health benefits with a fraction of the calories and without any sugar, sprinkle unsweetened cocoa powder on yogurt or stir some into coffee or smoothies. Next, know the numbers. The percentage on the chocolate bar label relates to the cacao content. The higher the number, the more health-supporting flavonoids the bar contains. A lower percentage also tends to mean more sugar and calories. Pick options with at least 60% cacao. If a bar doesn't list a percentage, you can assume it won't pass my test. And ideally, no more than 12 grams of sugar per ounce. And try to choose chocolate that hasn't been Dutch or alkali processed. This method of chocolate production lowers antioxidant levels significantly. Demand dark. Here's the sad truth about dark chocolate's relatives. Remember, I'm just the messenger here. Milk chocolate does not offer the same health perks as dark chocolate. It contains more milk and sugar, which dilute the cacao content, meaning you get far less of those beneficial flavonoids. White chocolate has no cocoa solids, so it's not even technically chocolate. Sorry. And certainly doesn't deliver any health-promoting compounds. And 4, don't stress about the fat. Dark chocolate contains saturated fat, so you might be wondering why I'm so gung-ho about embracing it. Well, that's because the predominant type of saturated fat found in dark chocolate, called stearic acid, doesn't seem to have the same harmful effects as the types in meat and whole-fat dairy products. Research is still being conducted, but since it's likely not one of the bad guys, we can all let out a collective, whew, and make a batch of dark chocolate turtles. At just 90 calories a pop, these treats will satisfy your sweet tooth with less fat and sugar than anything you'll find in a heart-shaped box. Here's what we need. 2 cups dark chocolate chips, at least 60% cacao, divided. 20 pecan halves, toasted. And there's a little aside. To toast raw pecans, spread them on a baking sheet and place in a 400-degree oven until fragrant and slightly browned, 5 to 6 minutes. Remove and let cool. Then we also need 10 pitted dried dates, halved lengthwise, flaked sea salt for sprinkling. In a microwave-safe bowl, melt chocolate, stirring every 20 seconds until velvety and smooth. Place a teaspoon-sized dollop of melted chocolate on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Top with 1 pecan and 1 date half, pressing to flatten. Then top with another spoonful of chocolate. Repeat with remaining chocolate, pecans, and dates. Sprinkle with flaked salt and refrigerate until firm, about 10 minutes. From Real Simple, the staple nutritional yeast. These savory, cheesy, yet dairy-free flakes pack a lot of flavor and nutrients like protein and B vitamins. Sure, nooch is an addictive topping for popcorn and pasta, but it can do so much more. Add a few tablespoons to a creamy cauliflower soup for richness, or make crunchy umami-loaded kale chips. And for your next salad, bake chunks of crusty bread with a generous shake of these golden flakes to make croutons. Everyone will think they're coated in Parmesan. So here are the three ideas. Curried cauliflower soup. Toss 4 cups cauliflower florets with 2 tablespoons olive oil and 2 teaspoons curry powder on a baking sheet. Roast at 375, stirring once until golden, 45 minutes. Cook 1 cup chopped onion in 1 tablespoon olive oil in a saucepan over medium until soft, 6 minutes. Add cauliflower, 2 cups vegetable broth, 1 cup unsweetened cashew milk, 3 tablespoons nutritional yeast, and 1 teaspoon kosher salt. Bring to a boil. Blend until smooth. Number 2, smoky kale chips. Stem 2 8-ounce bunches of curly kale. Tear leaves into pieces and pat dry. Toss kale, 3 tablespoons canola oil, 2 tablespoons nutritional yeast, 1 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1 teaspoon smoked paprika in a bowl. Spread on 2 baking sheets. Bake at 250 degrees until crisp, 50 minutes. Let cool. And for number 3, cheesy croutons, cook 6 tablespoons olive oil and 2 smashed cloves garlic in a small pot over medium until fragrant, 1 minute. Discard garlic, pour oil into a large bowl. Toss with a 9-ounce crusty bread loaf torn into pieces, 3 tablespoons nutritional yeast, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt. Spread on a baking sheet. Bake at 350 degrees until crisp, 20 minutes. From Good Housekeeping, an easy weeknight dinner. It's also heart healthy for Heart Month. Salmon with citrusy lentil salad. Prep time is 10 minutes, total time 15. Heat 1 tablespoon olive oil in a large non-stick skillet on medium. Cut 1 1/4 pounds skinless salmon fillet into 4 pieces and season with 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Cook until golden brown, about 7 minutes. Turn salmon over and continue cooking until just opaque throughout, about 2 minutes more. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar and 1 tablespoon olive oil. Add 1 15-ounce can of lentils, rinsed, and toss to coat. Then toss with 1 small English cucumber, cut into pieces, 1 pink grapefruit, peel and pith removed, cut into pieces, and 4 small radishes, thinly sliced. Fold in 6 cups arugula and serve with salmon. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138. So long, till next time.